Next item.
Item 1026, request of Joe Walsh to address council regarding communications.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I would ask for some extra time under ADA because I'm struggling with speech. For the record, my name is Joe Walsh, and I represent Individuals for Justice. Sometimes I run into people who ask me why I get so angry at these meetings. Here are just 3 minutes of my reasons. All five of you think you know more than the people of Portland and vote against us often. The last mayor and you, Ted Wheeler, react to confrontation by using your gang of cops and G4S thugs against the very people who are on the street trying to bring some comfort to the most vulnerable among us. All of you campaign using sugar words, but after being elected, you care only for the next election. Betrayal is very high here. Often, when we want to talk about a current event, we can't because you have shut down any important discussion by pre-signing, and communications may take up to 6 weeks to finally get to speak. Five, we have asked, suggested, and finally demanded that you spend a week per month on the road, holy city council meeting in different parts of the city, say maybe about 7 p.m. This would allow participation by the working people. You have $258 million by a bond measure, and you were doing nothing until the media did a story on you, lack of even attending meetings. Shame on you, Ted Wheeler. We have thousands of people on our streets. The other day, a person asked me an interesting, compliment. She said something like this: Joe, I used to think that you were a little bit crazy, but then I started to pay attention to City Hall, and now I know why you are so outraged. You can pass me off, but remember what comes after me is a lot worse than a 75-year-old veteran who believes in nonviolence. The young are much more aggressive than we are, and it would be wise for you to listen to what we say. We ask nothing of you except to do your jobs. I have two more requests for your consideration. When a person offers opinions, we would like them to state for the record if they take any monies from the city, state, federal government. We'd like to know who's being paid and by who. Nonprofits should acknowledge that they come before you to make themselves unemployed. They work to solve and resolve the problem and not perpetuate it. I had to invent a word that explains very smart, decent people doing stupid and evil things. The word is watunamas. And this council is full of matunamai.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your attention.
You bet. Thank you.